Meinige des Eifer Nishmas, Chas Yehinda, Bas Tzora Blima. To be a Iloi for her Neshama. She was Mekayim, the Gemara that says that a woman gets chayar for waking up her kids and sending them off to school. She did that in a very good way, like 6:30 in the morning, so I should make it to Davening and Minyan, since I remember, since I was 7 or 8.
You said
a mother
thing?
Yeah. So God said today.
You're
saying you're
the father?
Oh, you're right. Chas Yehinda Bas David. You're right. This is my mistake. Chas Yehinda Bas David. Thank you very much. You're 100% right. My mistake. Okay. We are on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. No, we're not. Sorry. Take it back. We are on Tes Vav Amud Aleph. We're going to start again from Vayim Chachamim L'Rekiva Baraya Kesem, which is two dots, about 10 lines before the Mishnah on Tezvav Amud Aleph. Tezvav Amud Aleph, about 10 lines. In fact, I think it's exactly 10 lines. It's 11 lines. Vayim Chachamim L'Rekiva Baraya Kesem. That, welcome back, and Mazel Tov. And the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Akiva with a woman that sees a kesem, that it's Matama Baila Lemefreya. Nothing to do with that. A woman finds a kesem. Right. So now her husband had lived with her recently.
And the kesem is not on the cloth, it's on her clothes, correct? The kesem by definition?
It's not a bedikah cloth.
Right.
Right. A kesem means you find it on her underclothing.
And we don't have, it doesn't matter how big it is.
It has to be more than a gris. If it's less than a gris, it's not a kesem. One of the rules of kesem, less than a gris, is not a kesem, for all practical purposes. It's our halacha l'maaseh. The first thing a rav looks at when he's shown a kesem is how big it is. If it's smaller, it makes no difference. Once it's bigger than a kesem penny, then it gets a little more complicated. Also, you have to look at the
code. Show it to a rav that's less than a kesem.
If it's less than a penny, she doesn't have to show it to the rav. But you have a lot of people that show it to the rav because they can't tell for sure, because kesem doesn't come up in exactly round circle, so you can put your penny on it and say this is a kesem.
Well, why can't it be covered
with
a cloth?
No, he meant cloth, a bedikah cloth.
No,
because a bedikah cloth, she's inside. That means it definitely came from her body. Number one. Number two is, we say she might have had hargasha while she was doing the bedikah. And that's why it has blood on it. See, once a woman is in there with her fingers, she can be feeling all different kinds of things. And maybe a drop of nidus came out.
So if on a bedikah cloth that she went inside...
It doesn't make a difference if it's this small, it asks her. A bedikah cloth for a woman is treated as a definite child of a period. Not as a shayla of a kesem. Even if it's a chardol, even if it's the size of a mustard seed.
What does kesem mean?
Spot. Spot means...
You wouldn't know from that what the size is.
No, but this is going to be a whole sugya. Right? The louse determines the size. And that's what I meant. I mentioned this once. I'll mention it again. The Chazal said, today there's no lice. I mean, not prevalent. So why we say it depends on a penny? No louse. Because when they made the Isser, they made it that it has to be bigger than a louse. What the reason was might not apply anymore. But they said clearly, this is Rabbanon. But the Raisa says she's not Tame. She didn't have Argasha. Our problem today for people that pass from Shilas, is how do you determine when it ends being a kesem and begins being a period? Because women don't have hargasha. So let's say a woman spots 10 times in one day. It's different spots. At what point do we say, hello lady, this is more than spotting. You're having a period, a very small one, but you're having a period. Let's say the kesem is much bigger than a penny. At what point do you say this is no longer a kesem? This is a shayla of a period, because today we treat period as if it had hargasha, because we don't know what hargasha is. So This is when it comes to Shiloh. So you have all different kinds of psukim from Rabbanim. Like the Baruch said, that once a woman spotted that it's like most of the blood she sees in a regular period, she spotted that many times in short time, that it's more blood than she would see, more than 50% of the blood that she would see in a regular period, it's a period. Where he got that from, I don't know, but that's what he told me. And another Rav told me that if the spot is bigger than a dollar folded in half, then it's not a kesem anymore. Meaning it was a very huge spot on her clothing, and you fold a paper dollar in half, and this spot's bigger than that, then it's not a kesem, then it's a period. So these are, I don't know where these rulings came from, but these were the decisions made about a determinant. In Chazal's days, it was much easier. Either she had a gusha or she didn't have a gusha. Unless she was doing something inside, or he was living with her, so then she was feeling things inside, therefore she couldn't determine what is hargasha. Because it might have been hargasha, except she thought it was her husband, or she thought it was her finger. This is what complicates Shiloh, but I'm not getting involved in the local Maitre, so we'll stick to the Gemara. Now, let's just establish two things. The halakha of kesem is rabbinic. Just like meisleis is rabbinic, kesem is rabbinic. The whole fact that a kesem makes a woman a nida, even from now, she finds a kesem on Tuesday morning, she's a nida now. Why? She didn't have hargasha. The Torah says a woman is only a nida with hargasha. So what if the blood came from her body? But it didn't come out the way the Torah said a nida comes out. The Torah said a nida has a feeling. She had no feeling. In those days, they knew what feeling was. So why did the Torah says, it's not awesome. In our Torah, she can live with her husband, she can do taras. She's totally mutter. Came to Rabbanon and made a nisr. It's a rabbinic nida. It's not a biblical nida. It's a rabbinic nida. Now, how far back do we go? So Rabbanon said, we say since last time you checked your beged. It's a chumrah. We're saying, we don't know when this spot happened. You didn't look at your clothing since Sunday. Now it's Tuesday morning. Maybe it happened Sunday, 3 minutes after you looked at your clothing.
That's the din.
Now, Rabbanan agree that the one who lived with her is also tamei, as if he lived with Anita. By next place, Rabbanan argued with the Mechiva. They say, we don't consider the husband who lived with her 18 hours ago that he lived with Anita. We didn't take the Chumrah that far. But by Chesem, they agree. Now the question is, what did they agree to? What did they agree to? Right, that's what the Mishnah said. That even though by Anita, who saw a woman that saw blood, we have the 24-hour rule, again, for Tyrus. How about her husband, who lived with her 18 hours ago? Is he Tameh for Tyrus for 7 days? If we're making her Tameh for Tyrus retroactive 24 hours, and he lived with her during that 24 hours, is he Tameh for Tyrus during that time or not? It's Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva says that Chumrah of Meisleis means the husband who lived with her within the 24 hours, for Tyrus, he's Tameh for 7 days.
Does he have to go backwards 24 hours also?
No. 24 hours for her determines him. We say she might have had the blood 24 hours ago. So he lived with her. Now, even though it's a chumrah only for Tyrus, but it includes him as well. And so I want to say, no, it doesn't. It's for Tyrus. As far as he's concerned, he did not live with Anita, and he's old Tommy one day. He's a Balkari, but that's it. Yes, you got a question?
Okay,
What if she didn't look at this?
Did you wear it?
She didn't wear it. It didn't come from her. If it's in the closet for a month, and she checked it a month ago and it was clean, obviously the blood didn't come from her. She didn't wear it. We're talking, and by the way, this is going to be a sugya later on. What if she finds it on top of her shirt here? It didn't come from her. She can't reach there. Obviously, she finds it in a place that it might have come from a private part. But she had no hargasha. Biblically speaking, she's fine. If she lived with her husband now, she'd be violating a rabbinic law. Not that we play down rabbinic law, but it's not biblical.
Rabbi Kiva says 7 days.
Now, Rabbi Kiva's not talking about kesem. Rabbi Kiva's talking about a regular woman that has a period. Now, we said, nothing to do with intervals, a regular woman that had a period. Her husband lived with her 18. What? Can't hear you. I said, let's go back. The Mishnah says Rabbi Kiva is talking about a woman that had a period, where we have a 24-hour rule, that we say she's coming up to 24 hours before for Taharas and Kachim. Now, her husband had lived with her 18 hours ago. What is his status for Taharas and Kachim? Rabbi Kiva says, his status is the same as her status for 7 days. Because he lived with her during the 24 hours. And if we're saying for Taharas and Kachim, she wasn't, might have been an Ida, so he lived with her, might have been an Ida, so he's also coming for Taharas and Kachim. Not for anything else, but for Taharas and Kachim. That's what he says. And the Chachamim say that 24-hour rule does not apply to the husband.
The 7-day rule.
It doesn't apply to make him tamei for 7 days.
At all.
I mean, that chumrah. Well, he's tamei for 1 day because he touched his wife, who's considered an Anita for Tyrus and Kachim. But he's not called he's living with Anita. Because it's a chumrah. It's rabbinic. So the Rabbanan said, don't consider him tamei 7 days. We didn't extend it that far. And Rabbi Kiva says, yes, we did. That's by a regular woman that saw a period. That's what we had in our Mishnah. The Mishnah ends off that if it's a spot, then the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Kiva that it does affect the husband. That's the words of the Mishnah. Even though by a period with the 24-hour rule, the Rabbanan said it does not affect her husband. But if it's a spot, which we say might have happened right after she checked it, then we say it does affect the husband.
Counterintuitive, no?
Again, that's what the Mishnah says. Simple shot in the Mishnah is like Rav. I'm a Rav, Limifreya. That just like she has to go back since she checked herself, the laundry, and we say everything she touched in Taharas is coming from then, that's part of kesem, because it might have happened 5 minutes after she checked her laundry, and she was wearing it. So the husband who lived with her during that interval has to consider himself rabbinically as if he lived with Anita. He lived with Anita. She's considered Anita from the minute she checked the clothing, so he's considered like Anita. That's what Rob said. It's more severe than the 24-hour rule that we say by a regular woman. This is because there's a real fear. There was a kesem there. For living with her. Then he's tummy like touching Anita. That's true in the 24 hours also. I think we're missing a basic point here. Forget about kesem. The 24-hour rule that we give every woman that saw a period. What if she touched me? I'm not her husband. During those 24 hours.
One day.
Because she's an Abatumma Midrabanon, I become a recent Lutumma Midrabanon. For Kachim and Tyrus. Just like she's for our Kachim and Tyrus. Now her husband did more than touch her. He lived with her.
No Corbin.
Of course not a Corbin, it's rabbinic. The whole thing is rabbinic Kumra. Now, how many days is he tummy for Kachim and Taharas? Makoikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiva says, we make him tummy for 7 days for Kachim and Taharas. He lived with this rabbinic Nida, Khumra, but we lived with her. And Rabbanan say, no. The Khumra that we impose is not going to be metameter with the husband 7 days. That's Makoikis in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan. Came along the Mishnah at the end, and say there's another halacha called a kesem. A woman finds a spot on her clothing. This is not a 24-hour rule. This is a rule that a woman who finds a spot on her clothing has to be afraid that perhaps that spot has been there since the last time she checked it, which would make her a nida rabbinically. The whole kesem is a rabbinic nida. But we don't know what had happened. So we say we have to go back to the last time she checked her clothing. What if she lived with her husband? She Tuesday morning, she finds a kesem. She checked her laundry Sunday morning. The last 48 hours, she hadn't checked her underclothing. She finds a kesem.
Yeah.
At Tuesday morning.
When
now, again, let's give the Gemara a chance. So the Mishnah says, Rabbanan agree to Rebbe Akiva, that the husband's coming for 7 days. When did he live with her? Between Sunday and Tuesday, or after Tuesday? What do they agree to? When does the husband become coming 7 days? When he lived with her Sunday night or Monday night? Or maybe if he lives with her Tuesday night? Remember, it's only rabbinic kesem. Maybe they agree that even though it's rabbinic, he does become Tamei 7 days if he lives with her Tuesday night.
Why is he doing that?
Because he's a bad boy. Because he's a bad boy. He decided to live with her. He had too much of a taiva. Why is he doing that? Ask his therapist.
Why is she allowing him?
Obviously, she had a taiva too. Either that or he's a controlling husband. You know, I'm not a therapist here now. The question is, what did the Rabbanan agree to? That's all. We're not dealing now with Musa Seder. That's 5 to 6. We've established that, right? We don't do Musa 6 to 3/4 to 7. Dr. Avraham Efraya, he says like you, that the Rabbanan said, since we don't know when this spot came, from the last moment she checked her clothing, and the husband lived with her Sunday night, he's tummy for 7 days. Just like we say she's tummy on Sunday night because she might have had the spot, we make him tummy on Sunday night for 7 days as well. Shmuel Amar Mikana Labba. Shmuel says no. From now and on, from Tuesday morning and on, if he lives with her, he's tummy 7 days. Now, it doesn't count what happened before. He says it doesn't make him come here for 7 days. He argues on Rav. Rav says him a favor, and may he who's very machmer on Samim, and Shmuel Amar Mikana Labba Rabbanan, he who are not machmer like Samim. Frech to Gemara Mikana Labba Pshita. Well, obviously, if we say she's coming now with a kesem, she found the kesem already, so as Baruch Meisha asked, of course she's coming if he lives with her Tuesday night. She's a Ruvnida. So the Gemara Malda Tema, it's only rabbinic. Meisleis is rabbinic and Rabbanan say it doesn't affect him. Maybe Kesem is rabbinic and doesn't affect him. Remember, the Rabbanan can make the rules any way they want. This is not a biblical Nida. This is a rabbinic Nida. Maybe they said rabbinic Nida is for her, but it doesn't affect her husband. That's the Havamina. He's living with a woman that we said is a rabbinic Nida. What difference does it make if he lived with her 10 hours ago, if he lives with her now? She's a rabbinic Nida retroactive, so why isn't he affected? Mao de Tei Mahayu Meisleis Drabana. The whole 24 hours was rabbinic. Uksamim Drabana. And the whole Uksamim is a Drabana. Ma Meisleis Lemetamis Baila. Just like that Kumra of Meisleis did not affect him, according to the Drabana. Uksamim. Uksamim Lemetamis Baila. Maybe from now on. Even from now on. He lived with her Tuesday night. It's only Drabbanan. Drabbanan said it doesn't affect husbands. It only affects the woman herself. It's rabbinic. Kamash Malan, no. That from now and on, she's affected. So the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it goes retroactive by Kesem, even though by 24 hours we don't, but by Kesem we do. And Shmuel says from now and on, but not 24 hours before. Not back. So what's the Havamina that you wouldn't say now? Because it's rabbinic. And we see by Drabbanan gerrymander it. They say it affects her, it doesn't affect him. So maybe by some of it also doesn't affect him.
Some Drabbanan is different than the Paris. That's
talking about Paris. Well, no, you're right. But who says it affects the husband?
Because it's talking about...
It's Drabbanan. Remember, it's only rabbinic.
But it's not a Chumra Taharis in Isha.
Maybe it's a Chumra. It's a Chumra in her.
What's the Kamash Malan?
That we say that no, that from now on, if he lives with her, he is Tamei 7 days. No, that's what Shmuel said. Mikan Rabban. Rabbanon are agreeing that from now on, he's Tamei 7 days. Rav said they're agreeing that he's Tamei from the time she checked. And Shmuel's saying they're agreeing that from now on, if he lives with her, it's Tamei.
Rav is wrong?
Nobody's wrong. They're having an argument. What does the Mishnah mean that Rabbanon agree? Come on, we're explaining Shmuel. What would be the chiddush that Rabbanon agree from now on? Of course, he's an Ida. Why would you think he's not affected from Tuesday night? Because Rabbanon. We see in other Rabbanon, we gerrymandered it. So why can't we gerrymander it over here? Kamash want that we don't gerrymander this. We're explaining Shmuel. Why would the Mishnah have to tell it to me?
Only for 7 days.
Yes. According to Rav, he's coming from 7 days if you live with her Sunday night. And according to Shmuel, only if you live with her Tuesday night. But?
That's right. I'm sure. What happened before they had Zerah Baksamis?
A woman had a kesem, and she was 100% with her.
And where did the blood come from?
What?
Where did the blood
doesn't make a difference. The Torah didn't answer it.
They asked it because...
Why they asked it is whatever the reason was. Before the Rabbanan came along, a woman who saw dam from her body but did not have hargasha was 100% with her husband. 5 minutes later. The Torah said need is only by hargasha.
That's why they made it possible.
I'll let you decide why they made it. Maybe the Gemara will tell me, maybe they won't. I don't remember. And again, my policy is not try to make things up. You can always ask. I said every question is allowed. You can even ask me what the weather outside is. I might even know. But that's not the point. Every question is allowed. I just don't know the answer why they made it. But before they made it, a woman could have come, find a spot as big as a quarter, and not even have to show it to a rub. Throw it into the laundry bin. No, I got it. Again, nothing to do with rice. Without hargasha, a woman wasn't tameh. She won. Even if it came from her body.
Where it started?
No. The time of the Rabbanon where they had hargasha, they made a takana called kesem. We have a problem because we don't have our gasha. That's a new problem. I don't know when it started. That's a new problem. But their problem, there was no problem. They had our gasha, and this was without our gasha. They knew it was without our gasha. So Bidaraisa, she walked around 100% Tahira. Came along to Rabbanan and made her an Ida. With consequences. Meaning, today we don't keep Taurus. In those days she kept Taurus. She became a needed Rabbanon. Couldn't do the work, couldn't cook anymore that week. Couldn't cook, couldn't touch things. All the ramifications of having a needed. And Shmuel is saying, even for her husband. Rav is saying, more than that. It goes back to when she last checked it. Yes.
So does that mean that all states of needed are the Rabbanon?
No. That's what I spoke out on day one of Masechtas Nida. That we consider monthly periods, largest amount of blood as a hargasha that we don't know about. Whoever paskin this, big, very, very, very big people, said that since today women don't have hargasha, but it's impossible that they don't get periods, since the Gemara said they do. So obviously we don't know what hargasha is. So how do we decide? We decide by the amount of blood. Periods are hargasha, spots are not hargasha. And that's why I mentioned a few moments ago, it becomes questionable when a spot turns into a period. When do we say it's past spotting, it's now a period? This is the big shaila. I mentioned two things. Either a bark told me when she spotted enough in a short period of time for that it would be most of the amount of blood that she sees in a period. And Rabbi first told me that if the spot is bigger than a dollar folded in half, we say that's not a spot anymore.
You didn't ask him how we got that?
No, I didn't ask him. Because he wouldn't tell me. He told me he heard it from Rabbi Cha. That's where he heard everything, so he probably heard it from Rabbi Cha. You'll ask me where Rabbi Cha got it from? You'll have to ask Rabbi Cha. I don't know. I'm just saying. Yes?
If there is a gray zone.
I can't hear you.
There is a gray zone, which is in between dollar folded half. And
the
size of
the penny. Yeah, that's called kesem. From under a penny till a dollar folded in half is the sugya of kesem. And therefore, if a woman wears colored, no problem. Because again, Rabbanan said colored clothing doesn't become tummy as kesem. Does that make any sense to you? I can't explain it. If a woman wears colored underwear and she sees a spot the size of a quarter, doesn't have to show it to a rug.
Is it because of the variation of red?
No, nothing. Not at all. Rabbanan said, kesem is only on a white clothing. That's what they said.
I said to my wife yesterday, she said that was qualified. That's why I told her never to use white sheets.
100%. They told her to wear, they tell women all the time, you're crazy if you wear white when you don't have to. Why would you wear white? Yes?
I'm not sure why you asked that question. In that one of the things that has been basic principle, is that people who are constantly looking at various shades of red were able to differentiate various shades of red, and so therefore a colored garment.
See, this is where you should be Michael B. Doctor. Your speculation took over. The Gemara is going to discuss it.
Okay.
And the Gemara doesn't say that that's the reason. So that's why I didn't accept it. See, I don't like to speculate. I told you already. My policy is not to decide that I know the answer to everything. My policy is to say when I don't know, I don't know, and I don't know.
So actually the answer, no, would be I don't know. I don't know if that's the answer.
I think the Gemara doesn't give that answer, but I'll worry about it when I get there.
No, I'm very happy.
Okay, let's move on because we just did that. Frank the Gemara Bei Mochinami, who says, maybe Taket shouldn't be that way. Why Taka did Rabbanan say by kesem he can't live with, if he lives with her, he's tummy for 7 days? Why is it different than makes place? But it's very simply. Here she had a kesem. She's a definite need in Rabbanan. Makes place is a fear. By fear, we don't affect the husband. We don't know she had blood 18 hours ago. Here we know she had a kesem. Again, from explaining Shmuel, who said that on Tuesday night if he lives with her, he's tummy 7 days.
Oh.
But Meisleis is not. Why not? Why is Meisleis and this different? They're both rabbinic. The answer is, what is rabbinic with a dead animal in front of you? Which means she had the kesem. No question, maybe, maybe not. It's a definite kesem. Meisleis is a suffix.
Right now,
we want to do it retroactive. That's why Shmuel said. That's why the Rabbanan said.
That's why he makes
a chilek
between retroactive versus
by made slaves to kesem.
Right.
B'chein Amar Eshlakish Mufreya Remeiri, and it goes back from Sunday. Rabbi Yechon Amar Mekarel Abav Rabbanan He. Rashi.
So he holds the other opinion is that even though there's a difference still, you were mocked by
Meisleis.
No, yeah, but Kiva holds you're mocked by Meisleis. Rabbanan say we're not mocked by Meisleis. By Kesem we are mocked. To what degree?
It's a good question.
Who? Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said the Chumra Meisleis includes them. Rashi. Remei the machmer b'ksamim, k'damer b'per kamer l'kamer peg b'simen, in the first parak and in the sixth parak. Pshita my b'idyam, I'm afraid b'ligi got be base place, but let me kind of laba. Of course she's coming from now and on by a kesem. Why shouldn't it affect him? What's the havamina? What's Shmuel mean? That the Mishnah is telling me the Chachamim agree that if he lives with her on Tuesday night, he's Tami 7 days. Of course. So I think about now. I would think Tami Drabon, not Tami Mikano Laba. Tami is rabbinic even from now. Ain't Shar Shachut, the Esma Loi Chazoi. She didn't see yesterday. El Shag Baumahu. It was a fear, maybe. Hachar Shar Shachut Lufanecha. The Mitzipur Le Nisaska. Meaning, let me explain. Because we're going to see later on in Ksumim, if she has another reason that it might have been there, we don't metamic Ksumim. If a woman finds a spot on her sheet and her kid who had a cut, what? Had a bloody nose, then we say it's not tame. Because we have another reason. And she had no hargasha. Any spot that we can attribute to something else, we're not passing halacha l'maaseh now. Any spot that we can attribute to something else, we attribute to something else. Here, there's nothing to attribute it to, because she didn't work with chickens that would have splattered blood. And she didn't walk by the butcher shop. Now, the next part of Rashi, the Mashal says, is not necessary. Because Shmuel is not saying it's retroactive. He's saying it's from now. But Rashi throws it in, why Rav is Machmer backwards? Because the suffix of Kesem started from Sunday night, from Sunday when she checked it. But really, for Shmuel, Shmuel didn't make it retroactive. The next line of Rashi says, she's suffix since Sunday morning. But Shmuel said, we don't consider that since Sunday morning. So, Dr. Mashal, this part of Rashi is not necessary. We explained Shmuel. Here she had a Kesem. She is a Nidah Drabanan. So we're Machmer and the husband. Meshleis, we don't have nothing. It was a Chumrah, so that doesn't affect the husband. That's the answer. Rashi throws in, why Rav is Machmer all the way back? Because the suffix started on Sunday morning. Because now she has a Kesem, it might have happened Sunday morning.
What's Shmuel hold for her?
She's coming from, oh, that's a good question. It's my, seemingly, it would, she would go back till Sunday. I'm not sure, but I think he would go back till Sunday.
For her.
She
counts seven from then?
No, no, no. Counting seven is a different story now. I mean, she counts seven to go to the mikvah, yeah. But again, it's a different story. It becomes very complicated. The seven become very complicated. Because maybe it wasn't Sunday. Maybe it was Monday. Maybe it wasn't Monday. Maybe it was Monday night. Right. Dr. Mishnah Vayter. Kol ha'lashem b'ches k'sar l'b'layim. Every woman who's not Isaac Bataris, there's no reason to assume that your wife is Anita. None. You can come home, assume she's Tahira, you don't have to ask her, and if she doesn't talk, why should you think she's Anita? Habom and Aderech, including people that show up from a trip, the Shem Lambeches Kastara. Again, let the Gemara do its thing. Their wives can be assumed Tyra. Don't ask your wife, are you Anita? There's no reason to ask her. Why should you think she's Anita? Again, let the Gemara define it. Let the Gemara define it. You know, there's a reason there's Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay. Rashi. You don't have to ask your wife to make a bdik every time you want to live with her. She's not Isaac Bataris. Assume she's fine. Frank Tigamar Lamed Leila Misni Abom in Aderach. What's the chiddush if somebody comes home in Aderach? Why is he different than the guy who comes home from work every day? What's the chiddush? I'll tell you why. Because women make sure they're not needless. That's their tendency. They want to make sure they're not needless. They're from ladies. But a woman that husband's out of town doesn't have it on her head. He's not here anyway now. I don't have to be as careful as when he's in town. When he's in town, I keep my eye on the ball. I keep my eye to make sure I'm not an either. I check myself enough when I think I should check myself, when I'm afraid that something happened, right? When a woman thinks she might have had argosha, she checks herself, and if nothing's there, she's fine. So she takes care of herself. Her husband's out of town, she relaxes. This is a woman that's Einah Sukha Bataris. Oh. Rashi said that.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about women that don't work with Taris.
Masha Kohen's wife would be?
What?
Masha Kohen's wife would be?
If he's Isaac Bataris. Again, I don't know. He lives in Tzfat, and he's not hearing his volume. I don't know what he keeps his house standard on. We're talking about a woman that's not working with Iris. That's what this Mishnah's talking about. The Mishnah? Loi Badika, she's talking to her husband Badika. So who screwed Badika? Badika has not been mentioned so far. Ella Lasuka Bataris. To only to a woman that works with Iris. And she's not working with Iris. Then she has to go back and do twice a day. We had all kinds of Badikas that she's doing. Yeah. Why do we have to mention Abraham and Aderach? When do we assume that she's not for sure not Anita when he's in town? The Ramya Nafsha, she keeps. What's how she translates Ramya Nafsha? She puts it on her mind. It lays on her mind. It occurs to her. Obatka, and she keeps tabs on herself. But he's out of town. Out of sight is out of mind. The Leiramyanavsha, she's not thinking of him. He's out of town. Like her life, she doesn't keep tabs on herself so carefully. So maybe when he comes back, we say, lady, check yourself. You haven't been taking care of yourself. Maybe. Kamash Malan, that we don't worry about that. Rashi? No Rashi. Masa in the city. Issa Bambasi is in town. Masa is a city.
Rabbi, but as soon as he comes back into town, she's going to worry about it. So he has been out of town, but the second he comes in, she's going to be thinking about it.
But again, see, this is the I'm just explaining the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara's Havamina is that in her mind, she doesn't view that she didn't take care of herself. She definitely relaxed, but in her mind, she said, I'm still taking care of myself. Because women won't.
But now he appears. Yeah, I understand. But I'm sorry for interrupting. But he appears in the doorway now. Now right. Doesn't she want to check herself? I'm just saying.
She
has to? It's not a surprise.
As far as she's concerned, she's been taking care of herself till now, and she's not Anita. Why? Well, again, there's no reason to assume a woman is Anita. The only reason we have to be the Gemara to have Amina is because she hasn't been watching herself carefully. Ask her, were you watching yourself? She'll say, sure. I'm a firm lady. I watch myself. She doesn't realize the psychological fact that once she's out of town, her guard is down. It's a happening. It happens. The question is that a reality or not? Kamash Melanda, we don't take that into account. We say she watched herself.
If she knows she's needed, she'll come right away. Don't touch her.
Again. Here we are again. A woman, see, again, you're viewing Nida as a period.
Right.
And we're viewing Nida as a drop of blood that came out by Hargasha.
Oh.
Again, a woman has Hargasha and she checks herself immediately and doesn't find anything. And finds a white mucus is fine.
She can have a false
Hargasha. Yeah, Hargasha can come a million ways. But she knows what it is. But it doesn't always have to be needed. Now, a woman has to be, her mind has to be focused. The Havamina is that when he leaves town, she doesn't focus.
Doesn't she have to worry about the time of the Kalim in the house?
This is a woman that's not a Sukkah Bataris. For the fourth time, if you don't mind me saying, I said this right away. The Mishnah is not talking about Taris. No Kalim, no food, no nothing. Today. Is any woman worried about Tyrus? Okay. Nobody cares about the dishes in her house. They're all Tame.
That's today.
So in those days, if you weren't Isaac with Tyrus, you were in 2026.
The only thing is, I always thought that even if they're not also with Tyrus, they still have to be worried about being with Tame.
Why?
Why?
What happened?
She's living in Tzfat, and she becomes Tame. Is she with Tame or her husband?
By touch, but she's Anita. She shouldn't be touching him.
Right. So in other words, she's aware of when she's Tame or not, isn't she?
Again, yes, a woman is aware, but women are more careful and less careful. because it's a fact again. This is a habamina we're trying to explain. At the end of the day, we say she was careful. The question is, why did the Mishnah have to mention it? We're saying the Mishnah mentioned it because when her husband's out of town, she doesn't have that same mind on it that she does. It's a fact. She doesn't have to worry about a Kalim. You just mentioned Kalim. She doesn't have, they're all tummy anyway.
Maybe it's because he's gone for 6 weeks.
That's coming up. We're assuming now he's gone for 5 days.
What state she was in when
this is why we learn Gemara. As I said it right away when you had these questions in the Mishnah. That's why we do Gemara. Zakti Gemara Amar Shlakish Hashem Rabbi Yehuda Nesia Behu Shabba Matza B'Taychi Me'enasa. It's only if he came back before her 30 days are up. Every woman, we assume, again, I should say every woman, most women have a period by 30 days. And therefore, if he's been gone for 30 days since her last period, you can't assume she's Tahira. She's probably not Tahira. She probably had Nida. Most women have periods within 30 days. Up to 30 days, you can't assume that she had a period. Once it hit day 30 since her last period, not since you left town, since her last period, you better start asking questions. Hello? It's 30 days. This is what we call Aina Beinanis. Aina Beinanis means that the assumption that most women, overwhelming majority of women, have a period sometime within 30 days. Therefore, by the time day 30 comes along, there's a red flag. She must be getting her period. Very few women go longer than 30. It's possible, but it's a red flag. Day 30, to a woman who doesn't have a vest, kavua, is like a vest kavua. That's her vest. Because by day 30, she'd be seeing a period. And if she didn't see it the first 29 days, assume that she's going to see it on day 30.
And if she has a vest of 29 days, and she doesn't see, she should celebrate
30
on day 30?
That's a great question for my colleague. But that's not what the Mishnah Gemara is talking about. That's called Aina Beinanis. I will mention this quickly. And I don't want to have to repeat this because it's not negated the Gemara. There's three shittas in what the Aina Beinanis is. Most Achrayim learn that it's day 30. That means the woman got a period on Sunday, Aleph Adar. Day 30 will be Sunday, not Sunday, whatever it is, Tuesday, Aleph Nisan. That's what day 30 is. Because Sunday counts as day one. I'm sorry, Monday. Sunday counts as day one. So four Sundays from now is day 29. And Monday is day 30. So day 30 is Aina Beinanis. According to most Jesus. The Nesivus, the Chavazdah, same person, says Aina Beinanis is day 31. Chazal means to say women don't go more than 30 without seeing. So therefore, 30th day is fine. It's day 31. That becomes Aina Beinanis. So the Taz and the other Achrayim learn it's day 30, and the Chavazdah says it's day 31. The Shach says there's no such thing. He says Aina Beinanis is the calendar day of the month. That's what Aina Beinanis means. Sometimes it's 30, sometimes it's 31. Because if the month is 30 days, so from Aleph to Aleph is 31 days. If the month is 29 days, Aleph Talav is 30 days. So there's no 30, there's no 31. It's the day of the month. There's no new Aina Beinanis. Chaydish is Aina Beinanis. That's the Shachshit. So there's three interpretations of Aina Beinanis. The Taz, and most Achrayim learn, it's day 30. The Nesivus, we call him the Nesivus, he's the Chavadas on Yehukul Zita, he says it's day 31. And the Shach says there's no such thing. It's the day of the month. Sometimes it happens on day 30, and sometimes it happens on day 31. Because a month like Shvat was Malay, so Aleph to Aleph was 31. Remember, you count Aleph as 1, so day Lamed is 30. Day Lamed Aleph, which is the first day of the next month, is 31. And a day like Adar is 29 days, so from Aleph under to Aleph Nisan is 30. So the Shach says, it's not 30, it's not 31. It's the day of the month. Sometimes it's 30 and sometimes it's 31. So there's three opinions in Ida Benedict. And whoever taught you Hilchos Nida taught you how to learn, how to keep. Some people were taught to keep day 30. Some people were taught to keep 30 and 131. All kinds of different rabbis who teach Hilchos Nida teach it differently. Yes. A lot of people hold both. But that's not the point now. I'm not teaching Hilchos Nida now. Depends who your rabbi in Hilchos Nida was. What? Too many years ago. Rabbi Heinemann taught it to me, and he said 30 only. Down the aisle, Rav Kolevsky, who was a Rav, and it was a Pisik in Nesho, he told Yom Galai 30 and 31. So it depends who your Rebbe was. So, again, that depends on who taught it to you. And your wife was told, listen to your husband. When they taught it to girls, they tell them, we're not paskining for you. We tell you things you have to know that your husband doesn't know. Because he doesn't know Hilchos Kratzitza, he doesn't know Hilchos Kritla, he doesn't know any of that. He doesn't do that. But as far as these things are concerned, let your husband tell you what he learned. Because you're going to do what your husband has to say. So women aren't taught 30 or 31. They're taught, do the Bedika whenever your husband says you have to do it. I demand this. Find out from him how they taught it to him. That's what they tell him. At least that's what they should tell them. That's what they told my wife. But that goes back, as Rabbi Weimer just said, many, many years ago. Everybody should have a wife.